Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Because it's physically impossible to stab yourself 20 times in the back and the back of the head into your brain and have that be your method of suicide, we thought we'd just bring a little more light again to this case, the Ellen Greenberg case, which still is being considered a suicide. You got yourself, you got your hands on some of these documents that go into the medical actual reports. Tell me about this, Stacey.
Oh, they're insane. I was doing some research. I've been in touch with somebody who has been looking at this case, who's been working with the parents, trying to dig more into this and get it to not be ruled a suicide. Mm-hmm. And I just did some deep dives into the internet and found these reports that absolutely scream homicide.
Yeah.
I'm just beside myself reading them as a layperson, as somebody who has a license in the veterinary world. I don't understand how this could be ruled a homicide. There is no way that this woman killed herself.
No, without a doubt. We're looking at the report of death investigation. City of Philadelphia, Office of the Medical Examiner, Department of Public Health, Ellen R. Greenberg. From 2011. And this document really goes through the details of how she was found and then classifies, the other one classifies every single stab wound as well, how it was in, what happened, what it looked like. But these are observations. These are not cause of death. This is the examiner saying, here's what we witnessed. On the body, that's not the person who necessarily says, here's how they died, but they provide the information, and then the other individual is the one who actually makes the call, and for some reason they said suicide. Going from stab wound A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, all the way to T.
Bullshit. I'm sorry, that's no.
Yeah.
I'm adamantly just saying no. Somebody who's going to stab themselves maybe could get two in.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
This was kind of insane. The family of Ellen sought out some expertise from Searle H. Wett. Is that right?
I've heard Cyril Wett.
Cyril Wett. Okay.
You know, we can go with whatever.
Sure. And Cyril is an expert in this area, has been involved in many cases over time. And I'm going to just go through what he wrote back to the family after doing his examination on this. It says, Dear Dr. Greenberg, this is to the father of Ellen, pursuant to your request, I reviewed all the records and materials pertaining to the death of your daughter. Clinical summary. Miss Ellen Greenberg, 27-year-old, was found dead by her fiancé, Mr. Samuel Goldberg, in their locked apartment on January 26 of 2011. Mr. Goldberg reported that he left the apartment for the gym in their apartment building at 1645 that afternoon and returned between 1715 and 1730. He stated that he tried to contact the descendant via text message, telephone, and email for approximately 1 hour in attempting to get back in, but he got no response. Confirmed by incoming texts and emails in descendant's cell phone between 732 and 1754. The 911 call was made at 1833. The solid bar door guard was broken, consistent with Mr. Goldberg's report of forcing in the door. An apartment security man was reportedly present during Mr. Goldberg's entry. He was briefly instructed to start CPR until he noticed a knife in her chest and was instructed to stop. Medics pronounced her dead at 1840. There was no evidence of a struggle. Valuables were present and nothing was missing in the apartment. The deceased was found a spurn in the kitchen. Her head and upper body resting against the lower half of the kitchen cabinets. Blood was present on the head and the hair and the neck. Multiple chest wounds were observed. A knife was embedded in her left chest. It was single-edged serrated blade, approximately 2.5 centimeters in length, 1.5 centimeters wide, with a handle approximately 12.5 centimeters in length. The right hand with blood in it was closed in a loose fist. There was no note or anything to indicate suicide on the computers or in the rest of the well-kept apartment. The last outgoing call in the decedent's cell phone was for 30 seconds on 126.11 at 14:33. The recipient of the telephone call was not identified. The decedent was clothed in a t-shirt, sweatpants, underwear, a zipped shirt, and UGG boots. Blood was present on the head, in the hair, on the front side of the shirts, on the front of her pants, and on the top of both boots. A pair of eyeglasses was on the floor to her right. A white towel was grasped in her left hand. It's not known if there was blood on the towel. A hair tie scrunchie was on her right wrist. The decedent was in a committed relationship with Sam Goldberg. They had been together for 3 years and were recently engaged. Her parents had no reservations about their relationship. There's no knowledge of any verbal or physical abuse. No report of a detailed interrogation of the fiancé is available. How did the decedent behave before Mr. Goldberg went to the gym only 30 minutes earlier? Her mother stated that when she spoke with the decedent that morning, they had a pleasant conversation. She gave no indication that something was imminently wrong. Her mother knew that her daughter was, quote, struggling with something. Miss Greenberg was seeing a psychiatrist, Dr. Ellen Bierman. Miss Greenberg visited the psychiatrist on January 12th and 17th and 19th. She was upset and stressed about her job at a school as a school teacher for the District of Philadelphia, where she had been employed for 3 years. She had expressed that she was overwhelmed with her classroom work. She had been prescribed Zoloft first, then switched to a low dose of Xanax. After no success, a doctor prescribed Ambien and Klonopin. On January 17th, it was specifically noted by the psychiatrist, she starts thinking about everything else, not suicidal. On January 19th, Dr. Bierman noted, way better. Miss Greenberg denied any verbal or physical confrontations with her fiancé. Also reviewed is a diary-like email account. Miss Ellen Greenberg reportedly responded to this close friend's text on January 26th, about 12 p.m., sitting, yeah, you are getting up early. Philadelphia schools were getting out early on account of the snowstorm. Miss Greenberg's response was, thank goodness. As published in newspapers on February 1st, 2011, the medical examiner's office ruled a death a homicide based on the Philadelphia Police Department's announcement on January 28th. A few days later, the police department backed away, making a statement that the case had not been ruled a homicide and was being investigated as suspicious. However, on February 18th, 2011, The police retracted their original ruling and officially declared that the death of Ellen Greenberg had been ruled a suicide.
No, no, no.
Philadelphia City Assistant Medical Examiner Marlene Osborne, MD, listed multiple stab wounds as the cause of death. The matter was ruled to be a suicide. There were multiple stab wounds to the chest, 8, abdomen, 1, back of the neck, 10, and scalp, 1. A knife with a 12.5-centimeter blade was present in the 10-centimeter deep chest wound. There were injuries to the aortic arch, the upper left, upper lung lobe, liver, and dorsal cervical spinal cords at C2 and C3. There were associated bilateral hemothorax and
hemopericardium.
There we go. Hemopericardium. I was almost going to name Harper that when she was born.
There you go.
We went with Harper instead. The wounds were listed as follows, and it goes down the list of all of those wounds goes into detail.
The first time that you brought this story to my attention, I went to the kitchen and I grabbed a butter knife. So not really a similar knife to what these were, but I just wanted to see if I could get to my back, and I'm flexible. I practice yoga once or twice a week. I don't have any shoulder injuries, so I'm very flexible with how I can move my arm. And I tried to kind of come at myself with this butter knife to see if I could get that same trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult, if not impossible, to even get it near to where it needed to be to hit these marks. There's no way that you could do a deep incision in your back more than once. I mean, it would have to be the first blow you would do would almost have to be the last one. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you could do repeated stabbings to your body, to your own self like this.
Yeah.
I don't understand how a police department, how anybody with any sort of medical knowledge could say that this woman stabbed herself in the neck and the back and the scalp and the chest all by herself, because at least one or two of these would have been an absolute death blow.
Well, who's the one who made this choice, I guess, is the question, and why?
Right.
What was this turned over for? How was this turned over? Why was this turned over to being a suicide? It makes little to no sense whatsoever. An opinion that was filed here by Searle says, following the review of all submitted documents, the results of the autopsy and the accounts from the investigation based upon a reasonable degree of medical certainty, it is my professional opinion that the manner of death of Ellen Greenberg is strongly suspicious of homicide. So without a doubt, I mean, it is without a doubt a homicide. The question is who did it, because they also didn't do a whole lot of investigating at that scene to get, fingerprints and like things that you might want in the investigation of a potential murder.
Mm-hmm.
But all those things were kind of overlooked for whatever reason.
Well, it seems that somebody internally somewhere knows who possibly did this and decided, oh, well, we're going to call it a suicide because we don't want to draw attention to who may have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows something and they're not talking about it.
The question is, who is that somebody? And that is the biggest question. Is it something to do with her former fiance, who has now moved on and has his life going? It's been more than 10 years now since this happened. Is it somebody else? Who knows what? And will we ever find out? I think that's the question that the parents want answered more than anything, as well as the rest of us. Will we get there? Hard to say yet.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.